This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The impeachment trial of U.S. President Trump begins in full Tuesday in the U.S. Senate. Only the third time in U.S. history a president faces removal from office for allegedly violating his oath. One of the first pieces of business for the Senate is a vote on Republican leader Mitch McConnell's proposed timeline for the trial. McConnell's resolution would give Democratic House impeachment managers who will act as prosecutors and Mr. Trump's legal team 24 hours each over 2 days to present their cases. The resolution says nothing about whether witnesses will be called and new evidence allowed to be introduced. Meanwhile, an associate of Rudy Giuliani, charged with funneling foreign money into U.S. political campaigns, wants Attorney General William Barr to recuse himself from the case. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
A lawyer representing Lev Parnas made the request in a federal campaign finance violation case brought by New York prosecutors. Parnas and an associate are pleading not guilty to making illegal campaign contributions to further their business and political interests, including working with Rudy Giuliani to get the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine replaced. In recent weeks, Parnas has been sharing information with congressional Democrats in the impeachment inquiry. He's suggesting Attorney General William Barr would have a conflict of interest with his case. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Iran has requested equipment it says it needs from U.S. and French authorities to download information from black boxes on a downed Ukrainian passenger plane, but Tehran had not yet received a positive response. Canada, Ukraine, and other nations who had citizens on the flight in which all 176 people aboard were killed when it was accidentally shot down have asked Iran to send the flight data and voice recorders to experts. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States will start doing more to support Venezuela's opposition leader and self-proclaimed President Juan Guaido. Pompeo and Guaido met with reporters on the sidelines of a regional counterterrorism meeting in Colombia Monday. Guaido, head of the National Assembly, declared himself Venezuelan president a year ago after ruling that President Nicolas Maduro's reelection was illegitimate. The Trump administration and about 50 other countries recognize Guaido as Venezuela's true president. Secretary Pompeo.
We all know, too, that the Iranian regime's top terrorist proxy, Hezbollah, has found a home in Venezuela under Maduro, and that this is unacceptable.
Guaido's initial momentum and popular uprising against Maduro has appeared to wane over the past year, but Guaido told reporters the fight for democracy finds alternatives, different pathways, and reinforced mechanisms. He said getting rid of Maduro is a long-term strategy. Thousands of gun rights activists, including armed militia members, rallied peacefully Monday in the capital of the southeastern U.S. state of Virginia, which neighbors Washington, D.C., in opposition to proposed gun control regulations. Despite fears that the rally could turn violent, the protests ended without any reports of incidents or arrest. Reporters at the rally say the mood was mostly festive, with demonstrators chanting USA, USA. Many in the crowd wore clothing with slogans supporting U.S. President Trump. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti was there.
Police had a strong presence here, hoping to avoid a repeat of the violence 2 years ago in Charlottesville when one woman was killed. The day was peaceful, and while the demonstrators were rallying outside, a group of students quietly met inside with Democratic legislators.
With all of the threats and all of the terribly violent rhetoric that's going on right now, our main goal is not to engage with gun extremists today. We're really here to be present in the legislature to make our voices heard.
USA! USA!
These armed activists say they will show their wrath in the next election if any gun control laws are passed. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, Richmond, Virginia.
The number of people infected with a new strain of coronavirus in China tripled over the weekend. China now says that it's confirmed 291 cases of patients infected with the new coronavirus as of January 20th. There are now 270 confirmed cases in the one province home to the central city of Wuhan, where the majority of the patients have been. The other cases have been found in Beijing, Shanghai, and the southern Guangdong. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.